voice of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Yeah, that's me. And this is Saturday night and we have a lot of fun. And we've got a big show for you tonight, friends. A big show. We've got the Ladies Lounge. We've got a special guest in the first hour. We're going to talk a little Don Trump Jr. I didn't say Don King Jr. I said Don Trump Jr. Anyway, I was getting the side eye from somebody. Side eye. Yeah, so anyway, Eric Bolling is going to be here, ladies and gentlemen. Mostly the ladies. Ladies are all about the Eric Bolling. Eric Bolling's new book called The Swamp. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about what it takes to drain the nasty mosquito-infested grossness that is Washington, D.C., Washington's murky pool of corruption and cronyism and how Trump can drain it. Eric Bolling. He is the he's the host on The Five. Not The Five. He used to be the host on The Five. Now he's the host on what's that called? The Specialists at 5 o'clock. But it's at five. And he was at 5 o'clock on CNBC when he was there. And then when he went to Fox Business, he did the Bulls and the Bears at 5 o'clock. And then he did The Five at 5 o'clock, and now he's doing The Specialist at 5 o'clock. I think the guy likes 5 p.m. Eastern. It's just wild, crazy guess on my part. Anyway, he'll be with us coming up this hour. And then in the next hour, lovely friend of mine by the name of Alice Stewart, who I originally met, I don't know, we were doing some sort of political conference or something in like the dredges of Iowa or somewhere, the cornfields, a couple of years ago. And really appreciate her. She's now a CNN commentator. She was with the Huckabee campaign and his fairly successful run in the primary in 2008. And then she was with the Huckabee campaign and the Cruz campaign in 2016. And she is now talking to the CNN. So it's good to have conservative voices over at the CNN, and I want the CNN to have more people like Alice. So she's going to be with us in the second hour tonight, and we're looking forward to chatting with her about a lot of different stuff. And I've got a feeling that my guest tonight might have differences of opinions on even the main stories of the day, like Donald Trump Jr. Have you noticed everybody is acting? Well, not everybody. The mainstream, for the most part, is acting like this guy committed treason. In fact, there was a Democratic senator, Tim Kaine. Guy was this close to being vice president of the United States. He came out and goes, "Oh well, this is evidence of treason." Treason? I wonder how that works. And you know what's interesting? I just ran across, it's Donald Trump Jr. and the Trump people are not without the need for some explanation on some of this stuff. For instance, how many people were actually in that meeting? Which the number has changed in the last 24 hours, if you're just joining us. It was just the three, or at least that's all the media was reporting. I don't remember ever hearing Donald Trump Jr. say that it was only three people. I remember hearing the media saying, "Oh, it was Kushner and it was Manafort and it was Junior, and the three of them were conspiring to change Rust Belt votes in Michigan and Ohio and Wisconsin." I don't know, but so the Russian lawyer they met with was going to change those votes in the Rust Belt. See, I don't know that, but what I do know is that the major media has just lost its mind in the last week, trying to prove this collusion narrative that they've been running with through 10 investigations and a whole bunch of months and still coming up with nothing. So now they have this meeting that supposedly took place between a Russian lawyer and Don Trump Jr. And the media wants to say that the Russian lawyer was connected to Putin, but we don't have any evidence of that. And she says she's not. So I don't know. But you know what's interesting about this? And it just hit me today. I was reading through an Associated Press piece on this latest wrinkle of these two other people that may have been in this meeting. And I ran across the funniest paragraph. In a statement Sunday, this is the AP saying this, In a statement Sunday, Trump Jr. said the attorney had indicated to the Trump people that she had information that people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton. A description that this new person that was in the meeting, Ahmet Shin, seemed to back up in his interview with the Associated Press. Hold the stable of horses right here. Just don't even let him go. Just go back for a second. Put that thing back up on the screen there, Nick. Why were they taking this meeting? Oh, because they had undermining information that might hit Hillary and be problematic for her and cause people not to vote for her. But what was the substance of the information that they had been led to believe they were meeting about? That people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton? Wait a second. Wait a second. I thought that this was all about how Russia was helping Trump. This little paragraph is in a major AP story. I haven't heard one media outlet discussing it. Not a single one. I find it to be rather amazing that the pretense under which they took the meeting was not because they were going to get money or that they were going to do whatever else. The pretense was they possibly had information that tied Clinton to Russia money and influence. This whole investigation is about how Trump is tied to Russia and Russian influence, not how the Democrats were. I wonder if Mr. Mueller's going to mull this over in his little special counsel. But there it is in black and white. Put it on the screen one more time, Nick, for the people watching on Biz TV and on Facebook Live. The statement on Sunday, Trump Jr. said the attorney had said she had information that people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee. Well, that would be collusion, would it not? If people tied to the Russian government were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton, would that be collusion? Would that be working together? If Russia was sending money to the DNC and supporting Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee's candidate, wouldn't that by definition be collusion with a foreign power? And that's supposedly why Don Trump Jr. took the meeting. Not because they had some sort of ability to make the votes switch in the voting machines in Michigan and Wisconsin, but because somebody had said, you know that Hillary's tied to the Russian government, right? You know that when she said she's going to hit the reset button, she actually did. Like, they started paying Billy Boy millions of dollars. By the way, have you ever noticed the comparison between Bill Clinton's voice and a sheep? It's very similar. Well, you know, it's right there. But that, I digress. That's the point, isn't it? People are like, well, he didn't call the FBI. Well, he didn't have anything to call the FBI about yet. But who's to say he wouldn't have called the FBI? If the woman, which did not, by the way, have said information, had actually said, hey, here's the information, and oh, by the way, Hillary Clinton is connected. She's on the payroll of the Russians. The DNC is on the payroll of the Russians. I always thought it was odd that President Obama said, you know, there's no way that Russia could interfere with our elections. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, now, Putin, you better stop interfering with our elections. Like, I never understood that part of it. We also know that this lady that Don Trump Jr. met with was let into the country without a visa by Loretta Lynch. The same Loretta Lynch that took that meeting with Billy on the tarmac. Hey, how you doing? She had let this lawyer, who, by the way, works primarily with Democratic people. She never worked with Republicans before. She's a Democratic fixture on Capitol Hill in terms of the lobbyist world, but she had not worked with Republicans. she seemed to have information that said that the Democratic National Committee was getting money from Russia and supporting Hillary Clinton. Is that what she was really going to meet about? Is there something there that needs to be looked into? For the last number of months, we have had night after night after night of Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and all these other people saying, oh, Trump and Russia, Russia, Trump. But what about the millions of dollars that Russia paid the Clinton Foundation? Why did the states that the nation states that the Clinton Foundation got receipts, donations from, why did they get 143% more weapons deals done with America while Obama was in power? There's a lot of questions that have not yet been answered. We will try to explore them before the evening's over. Eric Bowling joins me next. It's Radio Night Live from New York.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676.
Of all the boys of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
So glad you're with us, live from New York City. It is Kevin McCullough. We are on the great Biz Television Network, coast to coast, and we welcome a brand new station to the fold tonight. In fact, I am so pumped to have this one on with us because if you are in the Connecticut, lower Connecticut area, the New Haven, Stamford, Greenwich areas, and the Long Island Sound, so the whole northern or western side of Long Island, you're familiar with AM 1490 WGCH. And tonight we are being heard there for the very first time, and would so appreciate the great people at AM 1490. It is such a fun night to be there. So if you're in the Greenwich, Stamford, New Haven, Connecticut area, AM 1490 WGCH, the Biz Talk Radio Network, helping us find a new home there. And I hope that we are in your home and your heart as well every week. All right, my next guest, I'm pretty pumped to have. I gotta say. Because there was a point in time a few years ago where I remember the Fox News Channel had this little tiny closet of a studio up on the 12th floor. And my guest is going to know exactly what I'm referring to here. But it was a little tiny corner of one end of the floor, and they tried to turn it into a studio. They put some black curtains around and some lights, and they brought up an old desk. I think it was the original desk that was used by Hannity and Combs, so just two people, but it was kind of one of those semi-circle desks, and they put five people around this thing. And the guy that sat in the middle of that five-person set every time was my next guest, but he'd have a couple people on his left and a couple people on his right, and it was very something because... He had this idea, hey, let's have a cup of coffee and chat about what's going on in the news. Well, he liked the concept so well, he said, hey, let's turn it into something that we can put on television. And a little while later, there was a show with five people around a desk, semicircle in shape, called The Five at 5 p.m. And now that same host is sitting center table of yet one more television hit for Fox News Channel at 5 p.m. called The Specialist. And so it's with great welcome. I am glad to have, he's also the author of the brand new book, The Swamp. But Eric Bowling, welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Good to be with you. And you're right. Going way, way about 12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, going back, I put the five people around the table. And then it worked out so well, I sent a tape of that. I sent a CD or DVD
right
up to Roger Ailes' office. And, you know how things work. People, managers, producers got to think it's their own idea. We didn't hear
exactly
from Roger for a while. And then next thing you know, he came up with this great idea of putting five people around the table on TV. And that
well,
was
let
fun.
Me just say he got the right guy in the middle chair. And that was of course, you. But I remember those early I got to be on that strategy room
that?
Test
yeah,
cable for a little while. Anyway, that was a lot of
brilliant
fun.
Back then.
I remember, I think my favorite time we got together, we had like Harris Faulkner, Geraldo, myself, a couple of other people, and there were literally seven around the table.
Right.
Because
Roger
and I were on bar stools back behind the host chair.
I remember that.
We were all in there. It was a lot of fun.
I do. And I made sure the camera kind of framed out Geraldo so we didn't have to see him.
Actually, someone recently met Geraldo and came back to me and goes, Kev, he's a lot shorter than I thought he was. I said, yeah. You really did meet him.
Right. He's a lot more liberal than I thought he was.
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised about that. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the success of The Specialist. Talk about the concept of the show. I don't want any of my listeners to be listening to it because I'm on the radio at 5 p.m. Eastern. But for people that want to set their DVRs, I want them to enjoy it. But it's kind of a similar concept, but different. How?
It's similar in that the way this came down is when O'Reilly was parting ways with Fox, Rupert Murdoch had an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, had a primetime issue. So he calls me into his office at noon, and he says, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the show, The Five, down at 9 o'clock, move Tucker up to 8. And then congratulations, shakes my hand and said, you're the new host of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to put you in five people center seat. I want the audience to see, not be jarred by too much change. I said, okay, cool. Let's do this. He said, we'll figure out the rest later. So that's how the 5 o'clock specialist evolved.
This is now your third show with five people and you in the center chair. It's pretty incredible run.
So So I came from CNBC. Guess what time that show was? 5 o'clock. I come over here. The first show I do is Happy Hour at Fox Business.
Yeah, Bulls and Bear. Yeah.
Yep. I've been at 5 o'clock for 12 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, five o'clock belongs to bowling. Let's just admit
happy
what
hour.
It is.
It's yeah, happy. That's right. It's a happy hour.
Hey, well, congratulations on the success of that. And there's a lot of New York icons that I see pop up on there, and it's a lot of fun to watch
you
in the commercial
bowling.
Breaks. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll get permission from the big guys. Hey, congratulations also on the new book. Yeah. Just out a little more than a week ago, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism. Before we talk about the book properly, Eric Bowling, New York Times bestseller, selling author. It's called The Swamp. Go get it on Amazon. It's from St. Martin's Press. Before we get into the book itself, though, your thoughts on Trump, the Trump effect since he's been president, where we're at with this Russia investigation, and just your general thought on where we are as a nation right now as we live and breathe.
And so a lot of what we do at 5 o'clock is talk about that exactly. And what I try to do is I try and bring some like logic and common sense to the Trump discussion. I've been pro Trump since day one, and he knows it. In fact, he tweeted about the book. One of the reasons the book immediately hit the New York Times bestseller list is he gave a kind of a check mark of approval.
Doesn't hurt to have his 100 million followers.
And it also doesn't hurt to spend the day on Drudge right after the president tweets right. about you. So that all went down. But I try and bring some logic and common sense, a little counterbalance to what you see on CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and whatnot. And that, you know, if you listen to those publications, that media, you'd think half the country can't stand the guy. When the reality is you go out there and you talk to people, and it's a very pro-Trump country. Once you get out of New York City or L.A. and get away from the mainstream media, look no further than what was going on in the economy. No one is really – I mean, you may be talking about it, Kevin, but the majority of mainstream media isn't. And the economy is off the charts. It's on fire. I mean, record highs in the Dow today. Again, record highs in the Dow every single day, record lows in unemployment. In other words, we have 153 million Americans employed, the very most it's ever been, the economy has ever had employed, ever. You know, housing prices, record high housing prices. You can't argue with that success. You can't give that to Obama either, because no one in their right mind who puts a dollar or a dime into their own business or into an investment does it because of something that happened in the past.
Right.
They only do it based on anticipation of looking forward. So,
well, that's the point I was going to make, Eric. This is all anticipating that we're going to get tax reform. This is just the effervescence that they have that Trump is a guy that will change things.
When we come back, Erica, we'll get into the details of the book called The Swamp. It is your bestseller that has just come out, and I would agree with you. It doesn't hurt at all to have the president of the United States tweeting a check, you know, an approval of your book when he's got 100 million social media followers. Anyway, we're visiting with Eric Bowling, longtime friend of the Fox News Channel, and glad to have him with us tonight here on Radio Night Live as we continue live from New York. My name is Kevin McCullough. My website is TheBingeThinker.com, and you can follow us on Facebook. In fact, we're Facebook Living tonight. Join us now. Coming right back, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies. I'm telling you right now, it's awesome. I was trying to get my blood pressure regulated, okay? And, like, after 3 days of taking this thing, my blood pressure went back down to normal. I am ecstatic. I am so happy with this stuff. It is my savior.
This was the first summer that I have not had to have a steroid shot to help me to breathe.
The reason why I'm taking it because I've got Hep C. Once I began taking your stuff, it took a few months. But believe it or not, my liver enzymes are way down and it's normal now. It works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome. New York is a beautiful place this time of year, and nothing tells you that like the lights of Times Square if you're watching on Biz TV. We're so honored to have my guest with us tonight. He is the host of The Specialists at 5 p.m. on the Fox News Channel, and before that, he was the host of The Five. Before that, he hosted some little strategy room show with five people around that table as well. But having said all of that, Eric, let's get into the book a little bit because, in all honesty, Washington is a murky place. Lots of scandal, lots of torrid affairs, lots of just disgusting abuse of power, etc. If you were to advise President Trump, where would you tell him to start the process of draining the swamp?
Writing the book, Kevin, I started to investigate what the swamp was all about, and you're right, it's darker and murkier than anyone could ever have imagined, and I couldn't believe how much shenanigans were going on in D.C. You hear about some of them, you don't hear about the vast, vast majority of them, from
right.
lobbyists sticking money in politicians' pockets to change votes to, you know, sex scandals on the Hill. It goes on and on, and I wrote the first part of the book just to expose how bad it really is and how bad it's gotten. Real quickly, I was searching for a picture for the book, for the cover. I wanted to be dramatic, and I happened to type in the swamp, and I hit D.C. in the search bar for Google already. I hit search, and a picture comes up from the National Archives 1860, where they're building the Capitol building right on a literal swamp. The dome's not even in it yet. So I'm like, this is the right project. I put that picture inside the cover and the backside cover of the book. But point is, it's unbelievable. You get to D.C., and it's like every politician's up for sale, and it's almost like accepted norm there. So Trump is the guy to come and do it because he promised to drain the swamp. He's not a politician. And I think that's why he's getting so much pushback, not from Democrats, you expect that, but from Republicans. I've never seen the Republican Party so anti-Republican or anti-president as they are right now, because they're part of the swamp too. So I very, very carefully made sure that this book was nonpartisan. If you're doing bad stuff, you're going to get called out. Now, last part of the book, maybe the last third of the book, is recommendations to Trump to drain the swamp. And one of them off the top is I suggest, now a lot of people say I'm crazy, even Republicans say I'm crazy, I suggest he continues to tweet. I love the fact that that man tells us exactly what's on his mind every morning, and then sometimes during the day. I want to know what the leader of the free world is thinking. Yeah. I love the fact that he goes around the mainstream media by doing that too. I think the most important recommendation in the book, and I've had conversations with Donald Trump. I was there in the Oval Office with him on May 1st. He calls me occasionally, and a lot of the recommendations are written in the book. But I think that businessman mentality that he brings to the Oval Office, in other words, the Oval Office becomes his boardroom, the American taxpayer becomes the customers, and he does the things that are going to be beneficial to us economically. Hmm. He's doing it. He started immediately rolling back regulation. That's very, very important. But also, when have you ever heard a president say, how much did that cost, and how much does this cost, or can we get this cheaper? He never heard that before, because no president has ever done that. Donald Trump did it about his own airplanes, Air Force One and Air Force
Two. Yes.
He says, let me get the prices down. This isn't fair, and he's going to be flying around in the darn thing. So he is the right guy to drain the swamp.
Well, it was pretty amazing, Eric. And I was, like many in the Republican field, I was supportive of another candidate in the early part of the primary. When it became clear that it was a binary election between Trump and Hillary, there was never any question in my mind. And I had always kind of played with this idea. What would it be like to have a real businessman, and not just an average businessman, mm-hmm. but an executive that had accomplished, to be running the country and kind of running it under the private sector standards? Is the project on time? Is it within budget? Is it to the client satisfaction? You know, the big questions that CEOs have to ask about their companies all the time. And what we have seen in this first few months is that's exactly how he's approached the operation of the nation. And I think that one of the things that's going to be hard for the other side to, even on this fake Russia stuff and all the other things that they keep trying to distract, he did what I hoped he would do out of the beginning of the administration. That is, he took a shotgun approach and said, well, I'm going to work on everything at once, very much like a CEO does. I've got, you know, all the different wings of the company. We're going to be pressing full force on all of them. And because of that, ISIS is on the run. Healthcare is going to get done. We're going to get tax reform. We're going to clean up our schools. We're going to offer entrepreneurs greater opportunity. And we're, you know, just across
the border's more secure. It goes on and on.
Absolutely, such a long list.
Turned around. I mean, yeah. He's done amazing things. And rolling back rags was a big part of that.
Nope, there's no doubt about that. Eric, thanks for being here. Thanks for the book. I want everybody to get a copy of it. It is called "The Swamp: Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism, and How Trump Can Drain It." Eric Bowling, host of The Specialist, weekdays at 5 p.m. on the Fox News channel. But DVR that, because I want you listening to Kevin McCullough Radio in your local area or by way of the web here in New York on AM 970, The Answer, at 5 p.m. every weekday as well. Okay, we've still got a ton of stuff to come on tonight's big broadcast. And again, big thanks to Eric for sitting down with us. But when we come back, we're going to open up some phone lines and chat about some headlines. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Rosalie had severe back pain, but she couldn't find a solution in the medical world. She was on disability. She couldn't drive, sleep, or sit without the pain. And being a nurse and a woman of God, an idea came to her. Most back braces are designed to compress the spine, and sometimes that intensifies the pain, fails to relieve any back pain, but not her zero compression back brace. Its unique design maintains proper posture and helps you achieve that while you drive, sleep, sit, swim, or exercise. It's the zero compression back brace, and it relieves back pain instantly. It's designed for women, men, pregnant women, and the price for the relief is affordable. Only $49.95 when most other products start around $100. Zero compression back brace, only $49.95. Learn more, see testimonials, endallbackpain.com. That's endallbackpain.com. It will help relieve your back pain immediately. Endallbackpain.com. That's endallbackpain.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you about a new organic beverage that you are just going to love. It's got succulent fruits, natural flavors. They're all healthy for you. Did I say the word healthy? All natural? Makes sense, right? It's called Limation. It's a dream for lovers of true organic beverages who want great taste and quality. There's zero preservatives, dyes, chemicals, nothing in it that's not natural, wholesome goodness in every sip. Founded in 2014 by Charmaine DaCosta, who's been a guest on my show, Limation created to give people a refreshing alternative to those traditional beverages. It's an energizer for your mind, body, and soul, and it's got amazing flavors. Heavenly lavender, exotic passion fruit, delicious watermelon. It's raining in my mouth just thinking about it right now. Get Limation in stores, but also take advantage of the special opportunity to get Limation sent to you door to door. Go to mylimation.com. That's L-I-M-A-T-I-O-N, mylimation.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. And, you know, I don't often do that this on this broadcast, but Monday through Friday I've got a show, a pretty well-liked show, actually. It's a show that emanates from New York, but it's on some 300 outlets across the country. And it's called Kevin McCullough Radio. And coming up July the 25th through the 28th, I'm going to be a part of a special cadre of hosts that are actually going to be broadcasting from the White House lawn in part of what we are calling the Made in America tour. And I wanted you to be aware of it so that you could join me either on Facebook or online or on your local station. But we will be broadcasting from the White House. It'll be myself. It'll be my morning man here in the New York market, Joe Piscopo. It'll be Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Eric Metaxas, Michael Medved, all going to be part of it. And we're going to be talking to cabinet secretaries and administration, high-ranking officials. I believe that we may even get an audience with the VP, you know, but there will be all kinds of people that that will be coming by. And if you can find the Kevin McCullough Show in your market the days of 25 through the 28th of this month, please do that. because I think it'll be well worth your investment. And then be looking for the podcast, of course, on the Facebook page or on my website, thebingethinker.com. My podcasts are all at soundcloud.com, and you can become a subscriber, get every show for free delivered to your inbox. You don't have to do anything to get it. Everybody else charges for their podcasts. I don't. You can get mine for absolutely no cost in your inbox. And it was very cool. I got a letter this last week from a woman that wrote me from China. And she said, Kev, I listen every single day. And I'm like, because my Mandarin is so good. No, she's I think she's an American missionary. And she wants to know what's going on in America. And she has decided that Kevin McCullough is a voice that identifies the issues that are important to her and that she trusts. So very honored to have that. Now, over on the Facebook page, we've got Facebook Live going tonight, and we've got people that are leaving comments on different things. Wayne, I mentioned Tim Kaine earlier this last week, said that Don Trump Jr. had committed treason for meeting with the Russian lady lawyer. Wayne writes, you're correct. Tim Kaine did say it was treason because that is one past Catholic part-time priest that just does and says some very questionable things. Combine that priest thing with the politician thing with the accusatory thing, and it turns into a nightmare. I did not know Tim Kaine had been a clergy or on the pathway to become part of the brethren, as they may be. All right, so that was. But if you've got a different people are weighing in from different parts of the country. Ben Slay says, "Hey, San Jose, California, out here. Hey, we see you." And someone weighed in from Maple Valley, Washington, I think I saw as well. So anyway, glad you're with us. And if you're joining us on the Facebook Live, it's at the Kevin McCullough page on Facebook if you want to see that. All right. I do want to go back to the Don Trump Jr. thing for a second, because and this is really, really vital that people understand what has been said. The story has changed a couple of times. People are saying, why does the story change? How come there's more people that were in the room than was originally reported? How come people didn't remember that they met with this person? And those all may be very, very legitimate observations about Donald Trump's memory or lack thereof. Donald Trump Jr.'s lack of memory, etc. The way that they describe it, it was such a nothing burger of a meeting that they all left and there wasn't anything there that was discussed. But it was the premise of the meeting that everybody seems to be all entangled about, right? So if it looks bad, if it could potentially be collusion, et cetera, people are interested in the motive. Why were they meeting? Was this a Russian government official that was bringing the dirt on the Hillary that was going to change people's views of her policies, and suddenly they were in love with her, and then all of a sudden they hated her. They thought she was the best thing ever, and then because Donald Trump Jr. took a meeting for 10 minutes with this woman who is not part of the Russian government, somehow that caused people all over the Rust Belt to not vote for Hillary. I don't understand the argument. I don't understand how they're getting to that collusion accusation. But I found it astounding today that no one in the media, none that I have seen discuss. I haven't seen Fox talk about this. I haven't seen CNN, MSNBC. Certainly haven't seen the networks talk about it. In the Associated Press story today that was discussing this extra person that had come to this meeting, and Nick put the note up, I grabbed the paragraph out of the Associated Press article. The person's name is Akhmetshin, I guess. It's Russian. I don't know. I don't get the pronunciation guides. But the AP has this in the middle of this article. Says, in a statement Sunday, Trump said the attorney said she had information that people tied to Russia were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton. A description that Akhmetshin backed up in his interview with the AP. So evidently this person that was in this meeting did a private interview with the AP. This person said that was the pretense for the meeting. The lawyer is said to have said by Trump Jr. and some of these people that this was the pretense that they invited them to come for. So here you have a rather significant caveat to the entire discussion
that has been completely ignored by every media outlet out there. The pretense of the meeting, if the extra person that was there is telling the truth, and if Don Trump Jr. is telling the truth, and if some of the other people that were there are telling the truth, the pretense of the meeting, the motivation, the reason he took the meeting, this is what everybody wants to know. Was it to collude? Was it to say, oh, we're going to give you the secret codes to the ballot boxes, and you're going to be able to hack into the voting machines and change the votes from Hillary to Trump? In fact, it'll just happen on the screen as soon as they cast the vote. Was that the pretense? No. What was the pretense? The pretense was to inform the Trump campaign that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were getting money and support from the Russian government. Oh, well, don't you think we should look into that? Does anybody think it would be a good idea to look into that? Do you think that might be relevant in the discussion of a campaign colluding with a foreign power? Ah, I guess that was just something we didn't need to uncover. But the Associated Press did, in the article that I just quoted from, that ran today, by the way. Multiple people saying the pretense of the meeting was they wanted to let the Trump people know that the DNC and Hillary Clinton on the take from the Russian government. Coming right back, I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k, taking physical possession today. It's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you. Thankful for those of you watching on Facebook Live tonight. Thank you for those of you watching on Biz Television. Thank you for those listening by way of awesome radio networks like Biz Talk Radio, the Salem Media Group, GCN Live, and a few more. There's some ABC news radio stations. There's some Fox News radio stations that are picking us up. We've just got a whole cacophony, 300-plus radio stations, 66 million television households, and we couldn't be happier than to be with you every Saturday evening. Thank you so much for being here. Coming up in the next hour, Alice Stewart will be with me, and we will discuss the first-time visit to the Ladies' Lounge, and we will talk about all kinds of things related to politics as well. So stand by for that. I want to say thank you to a very special sponsor tonight. Mr. Mike Lindell is somebody that came along a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, and I had not met him up until that point. And when we quickly became friends, and I introduced him to a bunch of my other friends, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Joe Piscopo, the comedian, lots of other talk show hosts in the industry, he and I had just hit it off on every level. I remember hearing his story again and again, kind of getting the heart for what he wanted to do with his pillow company. And it may sound corny or cheesy or whatever. I was moved by it. I thought it was admirable. He wanted to use pillows to help change people's lives, whether it was giving them a job in his pillow making plant in Minnesota, whether it was getting people a good night's sleep when they bought the pillow, whether it was helping other people get jobs through their phone center and other things, and now using the money for his philanthropic work literally worldwide. It's just an amazing thing. Well, he has come, and kind of in honor of that, he has said, Kev, I want you to offer everything in the MyPillow universe 50% off. 50% off everything on the website, everything that they make, up to 50% off even on the human bed that you can order when you call tonight. And I don't know the price on it. I know it's the most expensive thing that they sell. But here's how you do it. You just call this number, 800-506-2641, and you use my promo code KMC, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Buy as many pillows as you want. Buy as many Giza sheets as you want. Get as many dog beds as you want. Get the mattress toppers for every mattress in your house. Do whatever. Do everything that you want to do. He's going to give you 50% off everything that you purchase if you use my promo code tonight. So go crazy. Get people birthday gifts. Do whatever you can to help people. That's what he wants it to do. And here's why it works so well. The patented fill on the inside of the pillow helps people get into REM cycle sleep the very first night. Worked for me. It's worked for me for over 3 years now. I've never, when I've used a MyPillow, never gotten into REM cycle sleep. But he's also made it washer and dryer usable for the individual person at home. You don't have to send it out to get dry cleaned or anything like that. It is allergen free. You're just going to love everything about this. And he will guarantee the pillow's effectiveness for 10 years. Call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC. I am not thrown away.